let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Correct as usual, the nice man, Joey, is here. He is the man out at Enchanted Gardens. And again, you guys are waiting until about noon to open.
Yeah, we're bringing stuff. We got a lot of stuff put back together in the last couple of days, but we've got a few more things, and we don't want to be half ready for you guys when we open. We want to have it ready to go. So yeah,
also, noon it is. If the staff is all moving stuff around and real busy doing that stuff, it's you're not you don't want to open and not be able to provide the service that you guys are used to providing.
Exactly. So,
which is just top notch service. Just great stuff.
We do our best.
That's good. You're doing good. Anyway, moving on from the compliments, you're doing great. Great job. It's a great place. You're really super.
Thank you.
Very knowledgeable.
Thank you.
We're going to answer a gardening question. First, I'm going to give everybody else the number, 281-496-5711. And here's Bill. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen. So my liquid organic products were all exposed to the freezing, and I picked up my Dakota Web. It's nice and slushy. It clearly says do not freeze. Okay, lost it. How about my Microlife or Medina products? Do you all know if they are dead or they just decreased in their activity? And I called both companies, and they're all, mines are busy.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I just use it. I'd say, I mean, really what we're talking about at the very forefront, even the Dakota Rev, is getting down to base minerals, right? And the worst thing that could happen is that it breaks down to smaller carbon molecules. Well, for these kind of stressed soils, that may not be that bad. And so some of the stuff that's more chemical-based, that may be less good because it might have divided in the bottle and part of it freeze, part not, and it might have become, potentially more dangerous. But it's organic. I'd use it. I'd get it out there, maybe do extremely heavy, because it's not going to become poison. That we know. And,
very good.
And everybody, Bill and everybody else, and Joey, obviously, want to hear your advice on this, but you open the bottle, and if it smells bad in any way, that's your indicator that it's turned to something dangerous. You know what I mean? So if it smells like, alcohol or vinegar or, really bad kind of poopy smells, any of that stuff, that's the sign that it's gone bad. Any other kind of happening is not great. Now, will you get the results that you get with fresh? Maybe not, but that's why I'm like, double the dose and get it out of your garage and get some new stuff in there.
All right. Appreciate the guidance. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Any thoughts, Joey, on?
I agree with that. I mean, I think most of those are fine, and, lots of things froze. So that might be the least of our worries. I'd go ahead and put it out. But like you said, any of the chemical type things, I would be cautious with that because of the, possible separation of it, and it could be more potent in a bad way.
Right. Or several bad ways even. So, but that is a thing. I mean, anything in your garage probably got pretty frozen. So I know some of y'all put plants in there and then you had to move them again, or you've left them there. That's rough stuff. Like Joe was talking about, plants in containers are highly susceptible to cold because they don't have the soil warmth. So, but now's the time to get them back outside, get them in the ground if you can, if they're in a if you temporarily pulled them out, get them back in the ground. But yeah, a lot to do out there. So Bill, great question there. So our goal today is to kind of like give you advice on some of the plants that maybe were wounded or dead. And we're going to kind of talk veggie plants a little bit. As Joey kind of brought up earlier, I moved my tomato plants inside. They're going to go back out today. I'm pretty excited about that because I lost a lot in my garden. But it'll recover. So what are some other veggie plants that you feel like are noteworthy pointing out may survive this?
The onions should have survived.
Even if their leaves sort of melted?
Yeah, the foliage got burned, I'm sure.
Right.
Some of the cool weather plants like, lettuce and, whatever had fruit on it that was almost ready to harvest, I hope you picked it.
Wah, wah.
Did you have a problem with that?
Yeah. I had a list and I did the list, but somehow I missed this one gorgeous, like dinner plate size cauliflower that I don't know how I didn't see it. I knew I saw it, but I don't know how I didn't pick it. So that was one I missed. And then I went out. When I went out to check, it was all like sideways, all sad.
Yeah, I bet. So, but yeah, like I said, some of the cool weather vegetables, you know, it was more than cool weather what we had. So those probably got roasted. So you might as well probably pull those up and, you know, depending on how they look.
Yeah.
Pull those up and go ahead and get moving forward with your spring garden.
Yeah. I mean, use that space or something new.
Yes.
So carrots, though, stuff like that in the soil, don't pull those up yet. Just wait.
I wouldn't think so. The foliage probably got burned on them.
Yeah.
But the roots should be fine.
And that would probably be true for some of our herbs.
Yeah, herbs. You know, rosemary that I've seen, the top got burned, but the roots should be fine. They should come back. You'll probably have to cut them back, you know, 50% or something. But I bet they'll come back.
Yeah, push back pretty quick.
Yep.
Let's see what else might be. Oh, yeah, like collards, kale, some of those things that are crown growing. I know spinach is fine. Spinach like is like, yay, it got cold. Like, I went out when it was icy and there was a circle around my spinach plants of where it had melted the ice and the snow. And I was like, you get some of those genes and everything else. but like, what do you think about the collards and the kale? And
those are, you know, pretty cold tolerant. So yeah. I think, you know, there's going to be some leaves on there that got burned enough to where you don't want to eat them.
Right.
Trim those off and let the new stuff come out and,
okay,
you know, kick it back in gear.
As much space and light as I can provide those crowns is kind of the way to go there.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk to Trish, and then we'll talk about palms. There's a lot of palm advice because there's so many different types of palms that have very unique situations. So, Trish, hold on with us. And, yeah, Joey Linderman and I will be right back. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Winter in Houston means spring gardening is right around the corner. Hello friends, Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Now's the time to prep your vegetable gardens and flower beds for spring. Start by adding soil amendments including compost, manure, and mulches from quality suppliers like Nature's Way Resources, Landscaper's Pride, and The Ground Up. At Southwest Fertilizer, we got everything you need to be ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's get you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
A big part of this recovery process we're all going through is using great soils, and that's where Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. If you got great soils, you got healthy soils, you got healthy plants, everything's going to recover quicker. In fact, if you had healthy soils, you probably saw less damage. So make it a goal of yours to choose good, healthy, quality soils, especially from stuff that's locally sourced, because that'll give you a little more local biome down in your soil. Again, that's where Landscaper's Pride comes in. They make great mulches, which really, mulching your beds is huge right now while you got this emptiness from your plants to just stave off weeds for a while till everything's back in and thriving. Landscaper's Pride has some great products. The black humus is incredible, and they have a compost peat that's made from 100% aged pine. It's this really dark, gorgeous stuff. Holds water great. Great for amending soils if you're looking for a little more fluff in your soil. I do love their potting mix, too. It is nice and light, but still drains really well and holds water really well. So really good stuff. They're just making good soils. Starts with their excellent compost that they've got, and that black humus that they're so dedicated to being just dynamite. So Landscaper's Pride's sold in a lot of places. All our co-op members, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, and a bunch of other spots. So healthier, faster growing vegetables, healthy shrubs, better plants. You got to get this stuff down as soon as you can as far as this Landscaper's Pride mulch goes, because we want to stave off those weeds and get that soil really cranking again. So learn more about their great products at homeshowgardenpros.com. Joey Linderman is here from Enchanted Gardens. Joey, greetings.
Morning.
And we're going to keep answering questions. So, like I said, we're going to Trish. Hey, Trish.
Hi. I hope you weren't so adversely affected by the freeze.
It was pretty bad. Pretty bad for me. But, you know, no worries, though. We're all, you know, it's all about going forward.
Okay. Just had a question. I am looking for plants that can take the cold, potted type plants outside that can take this kind of weather. So are there any that you would recommend so that way I don't have to cover anything anymore?
What do you have in mind? How big of a plant, how big are you wanting it to get long term? Sun or shade?
So just like a potted plant, like 1 or 2 feet, maybe something like that, no higher than that. That's how big it, you know, that's the biggest one. I need it.
Right. You thinking sun or shade?
It starts off shade and then it gets very sunny because it's very the western side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's under the patio covering. I have a patio covering, but when the sun sets, the sun starts coming in through that area.
Right. So there's some different types of abelia that would be good in there. Abelia will, they're an evergreen shrub. They'll start blooming in late spring, early summer, and then bloom all the way through the fall or into the fall. There's several types of hollies that would be fine. They'll have the red berries on them, and you can keep mm-hmm. some of those low like that. There's foliage things like irises, maybe. Irises will take, you know, most of the cold that we get around here. They might get burned on the tips a little bit, but irises will bloom in the spring and then off and on throughout the summer, depending on the variety.
Okay.
Danny, you got any good ones you like?
You know, you actually said the two that I was going to say, hollies and irises. I think those are really wonderful. I will say that, Trish, we're all kind of like really shocked by this thing. And yeah. I remember that after that drought in 2011, everybody was buying all these drought-resistant plants. They wanted plants that could survive the drought. But then, you know, we really haven't had anything but a two-month drought since then. And so we don't want to overreact. We're not going to have this, I mean, knock on wood, this like situation every single year where we've got to worry about it. And so, you know, like still plant plants you love. You know, if you've got some plants that you're passionate about, still plant those. And, you know, I mean, there's some like, camellias. They're beautiful flowering plants that can do great in a situation like that. And, you know, just this, a lot of people are thinking like you're thinking, I want to be prepared next time. I don't want to have to deal with all this. And so, but there may not be a next time for a long time. Again, like we mentioned, 70 years since something like this happened in Houston this time of year.
Yeah, the most important thing is do what makes you happy. You know, do what is plant what's going to make you happy when you walk outside and look at your pots.
Right.
You know, because I'm
okay,
not
going to. Got a question on a rubber plant. Now, it took a hit, but it was too big to cover. But it's been established. It's been there for 40, 50 years almost. So I was thinking about, you know, when the weather warms up, just going ahead and cutting it back, you know, somewhat to stimulate growth. I think it's still alive. I think it's still inside, you know, all that root system that's been established, you know,
yeah,
still
that's the good stuff.
Alive. So thinking about cutting back the plant at some point, when would be a good time to cut it back?
I'd give it a week or so and then start scratching the trunk of it and kind of start up high and work your way down. And wherever it's, you know, a good green under the bark, then you can cut it back to there. But I would wait a week or so for, you know, nature to take its course here.
Okay, and I have Mexican petunias. Now, they're all black because of the cold, but I think they might still be alive. They seem to be hardy. I mean, they grow like topsy.
Yeah, no, they're They're one of the plants I consider to be from the devil. They're beautiful flowers, though, that's for sure. So they will just cut them down to the ground. They'll come back very thoroughly from there. Yeah.
Okay, cut Mexican petunias to ground.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and let's see, anthuriums. Or no, not anthuriums. I can't say that. I apologize. Amaryllis. There you go. I have them, and they were starting to bud out their leaves, and now their leaves are wilted.
Right. You know, those, depending on how out in the open they were, you know, the best thing probably would have been to dig the bulb up before the freeze, but since that didn't happen, cut the foliage off the squishy and mushy stuff, and you know, you just have to see what happens. I would hope that the bulb is still good, but there's a chance that you might lose a few of them.
I have a bunch of those. That's why I couldn't just.
I got you.
Sure.
I mean, I'm talking about a whole swath of.
Yeah, you'd have had a room just full of those. So, yeah. But you're just great questions, and you're in the place that a lot of Houstonians are in, where we just want to clean up what's real gross, and we got to wait a little bit and see what happens. Now, we're going to have great weather. I mean, our next big threat is not freeze. It's going to be hot. It's the heat. You know what I mean? So we don't want to get some, like, Antarctic plant. Are there those? Anyway, to, like, put down in your potting plants. So, but okay. You're doing great. Great questions. I would just, like Joey said, clean off the squishy and the mushy, and some of those bulbs may start popping back up. If not, they'll just be dormant till next year. So,
okay, and that applies to, like, I have some aloe vera. Cut off squishy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That, I mean, that's what I would do is this, if it's lost all its structure, just take off everything that's lost structure.
All right.
And I got a big patch of that I'm going to be dealing with. So, yeah.
Got it. All right. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Trish.
I appreciate it, and you stay safe.
You too. Thank you. A lot of good questions there. A lot of plants that we're dealing with. So, not Dianella. Mexican petunia, I'm trying to.
Caterilla?
No. Yeah, Ruellia. That's it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, had a patch that one time in Montrose I could not kill. And then I like cut it down with a weed whacker, and all the little stems, they'd be like 2 inches long, all started growing roots on them. I was like so freaked out. I was like, what? I was like 19. But anyway, moving on. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're going to get back, talk to David, 281-496-5711. We're here to help.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey everyone, this is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We all had a rough week. Our plants had an even rougher week. Probably the best thing you can do right now is wait. I wouldn't recommend cutting anything back right now. So if your plants are drooping or the leaves are folding over the plant, you might feel an urge to clean that up and cut it back. But I'd encourage you to wait till spring, because those droopy leaves are actually protecting the plant from further freezes. All your winter color, like pansies or violas, those should bounce back from this freeze. They're cold weather. They like the cold. They can take the cold. So I wouldn't give up on them yet if they look pretty bad. Give them some time. They'll bounce back. If you have any questions, we are open this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. Stop on by, bring some pictures. We can help diagnose. We can give you advice. At Buchanan's, we did suffer some plant loss just like you. We will be working Saturday and Sunday to restock our shelves. Stop by Plant Care. Stop by the gift shop. Pick yourself up something nice. Check back next week as we restock for spring. We'll have new material coming in every day. Come visit us at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights, or give us a call, 713-861-5702. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for all the latest info. Now back to Joey and Danny.
Good advice, Zach. Thanks for sharing that with us. And thanks for letting us know when y'all are going to be open.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Danny, have you heard from the other folks about when they're going to open?
I have heard. Yes, thank you. So I got updates from everybody. Warren, so like Buchanan's, Warren's has some limited stock because they got hit pretty good. But they have some beautiful stuff there. They open at 9. Buchanan's 9. Nelson is 9. They're open at 9 also. So those are all opening at 9. And so if you're eager to get shopping today and planting today's 9 for those, for Warren Southern Gardens, Buchanan's Native Plants, and Nelson Nursery. You guys mentioned you're probably opening around noon.
Yeah, maybe a little bit before. But yeah, like I said, we're going to, you know, be close to back to normal by the time we open.
And then Plants for All Seasons is doing the same thing, but they're just doing that all day today. So they packed so much into their office and their garage space and their new greenhouse, which thankfully they got done, that they are taking some time. Just, they'll be open tomorrow. So if your Plants for All Seasons in it, just go tomorrow, get all your stuff. And, you know, this does remind me of kind of, there's going to be a little bit of crisis, and I've seen some kind of Facebook chatter about ordering plants online and ordering plants from other places. But, you know, our region got hit real hard, and, you know, every grower, every farmer took a hit, right? I'm sure you guys lost some plants.
We did.
And this is a great time to not just choose exactly what you want, what you had, but to, like, maybe consider flexing a little bit and saying, I'm going to buy locally grown stuff to support these companies, this kind of cult community that took a hit, you know? I hopefully you're doing that with produce, with food, like finding a local farmer, local farmer's market to support. But this is like, my invitation here is that instead of just planting simply on what you want to have that looks good, whatever kind of a scale or system you use, adjust that system to stuff that's locally grown. And our co-op members, all those places we just mentioned, pretty much only sell stuff that's locally grown. Some stuff is kind of shipped in and there won't be interruption there, but any stuff that's locally grown, to me, that's what I'm highlighting. I'm going to put that to the top of my list. Maybe it's not the variety of Dianella that I want. You know, maybe it's I can't find the, you know, pink Pintas. I can only get the red ones. I'm just going to go with that. So that's my invitation to all of you out there as you garden for this season. Add that little twist of, I'm okay with something a little bit different as long as it's locally grown. So, Joey, you know a lot of these growers, and, you know, a lot of them did lose stuff.
They did, and, you know, so the COVID deal, everybody was out in their yards,
right,
starting last March. So things were in short supply already in the fall. And then the growers lost some things with the freeze, and then lots of homeowners lost things with the freeze.
Yeah.
So those, you know, events, there's going to be some shortages. So just get ready to not be able to get exactly what you want.
But that's why we're inviting you to be flexible. Like, maybe you can't get exactly what you thought you want, but if you just change what you want a little bit, those, you can get some plants. And you get some healthy plants grown locally by people that are in your community. So that's just, you know, the invitation's out there. So, you know, a chance for you to kind of like support this community that, not unlike my power and water, has been taken for granted. And so we got a huge group of people that are growing these plants that you love so much, and they're working really hard to make sure that you have the variety and the types that you love. And so that's just my invitation. So that's it. No more soapboxiness.
Thank goodness.
I know, right? Jeez. Oh. Okay. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Joey is here. We're answering your gardening questions. You know, a lot of different questions out there from lawns to different stuff. It is tomato season, and so this would be a big one to be flexible on because, you know, there's maybe not a lot of tomatoes coming in soon, but there are the tomatoes that are already on the shelves and already were saved, you know, from freezing. So just remember that. But you want to get those in. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Get sharp now. This is your last month to sharpen your mower blades. Dull blades make mowing hard on you, the mower, and your grass. Sharp is better. It's why you listen to Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are back, and we have the opportunity to talk to John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Hey, John.
Good morning, Danny.
John texts me sometimes during the show to kind of help out and give a little more back information to some of the stuff we're talking about. And he knows that one thing we talk about a lot is top dressing. So I just want to hear your thoughts on top dressing.
Well, it's a critical step in having healthy lawns. But before we go into that, one of the things, particularly with all these modern homes, the builders bring in a very low-quality soil, and they offer covering up a lot of the construction debris. So top dressing becomes a critical because the compost, the microbes in the compost can help break it down and start turning it into soil rather than just clay or something.
Yeah, the first time you used soil, I was kind of like air quotes soil. It's more like a flat pile of garbage. So you're telling me that leaf mold compost top dressing can help heal that?
Yes, it can. It's all about getting the biology in the soil, getting the microbes, getting the earthworms in, and let them start working for you. And the best way to do that is, like I said, put down that leaf mold compost, put down a good organic fertilizer like the MicroLife, and hit the remineralizer every 3 or 4 years. And that's the basic thing. If you do that program, most of the problems will go away. And each year, your soil will get healthier, your plants will get stronger, healthier, less insect, less disease, less weeds. It's a process we have to do over time.
Absolutely. What time of year do you generally think is the best time to top dress?
Whenever you can.
Yeah, that's what I always say. If you can choose, I want you to do it in September because it's going to fight off that infestation that could be coming in the fall, and you'll have green lawn all winter, which is kind of cool. But, you know, anytime you can do it is a time to do it.
Yeah, and it's very effective at preventing brown patch takeoff, St. Augustine decline.
And I do get a lot of people saying, well, right, we can use any old soil, any old compost when it comes to top dressing. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, you cannot. I mean, Texas doesn't have labeling laws. I've seen people grind up railroad ties, sell it as top dressing. Take sawdust, dye it black, sell it as compost. Oh, you know, price point, you know, just like anything else in life, you get what you pay for.
Well, we have a list of locations that sells John's great, great Nature's Way resources compost at homeshowgardenpros.com. And John, will you tell us about your website and some of the stuff that people can find on there?
Yeah, the website is naturewayresources.com. We have literally hundreds of papers out there, like there's 40 papers on different type of soil amendments, pros and cons. But we get a lot of traffic. People are welcome to download it. We usually get about 20,000 visits a month to it, people getting information off of it. So I'm glad to be here to help people learn and become better gardeners.
Thanks for doing that, John, and thanks for being on here with me today.
Absolutely, Danny.
Thanks, John. Great job. So we got a caller with we're going to start lead into our tropical conversation here on Home Show Garden Pros. It's birds of paradise, what to do to make it bloom.
So, yeah, they're kind of tricky to get them to bloom sometimes. So I'm going to assume that you had this bird of paradise protected from the freeze. Otherwise,
blooming maybe not going to be possible.
Be the least of your worries. But so the perfect spot for them is going to be, you know, like morning sun, afternoon shade, fairly damp soil, but not overly wet. Use some sort of blooming plant food like the MicroLife Maximum Bloom or Color Star or something like that. And it generally takes several years to get them to bloom. That's the biggest thing is the time, I think.
Yeah. It's got to be, they like warm weather and, you know, they like to kind of be consistently warm. It'll bloom, you know, just maybe get some compost, rub some compost on it. Classic question there. So now we're going to move on. We're going to stay in tropicals. We're going to go to hibiscus. Hibiscus. So, man, what a array, spectrum of differences different hibiscus have. So you got ones that have little bitty stems, tree ones. So hibiscus.
Yeah, there's tons of hibiscus in the Houston area. Or there were tons of hibiscus in the Houston area. Unless they were really well protected, you know, for sure they froze all the way back to the ground.
Right.
There's a possibility that some of them are going to come back from the roots, you know, all the way below the soil level.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are just gone. And if they're not gone, then they're going to come back weaker because, you know, even the top layer of their roots probably froze. So some of the root systems on the hibiscus even got damaged.
Unless you followed our advice, which was to cut them back and cover them with mulch. Just cover the whole thing with a pile. That was our advice. But, you know, we're not trying to live in that world where we say we told you so. But so that's if you didn't cover them, even if they're under frost cloth is what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're just – they're tropical. You know, it is what it is.
So,
but, you know, if you got 4 or 5 years out of your hibiscus and it costs $20, then – it's a couple bucks a year.
Yeah, not bad.
You know, like I said, do what makes you happy. Don't feel afraid to go and plant another one. It's not that big a deal.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you is like where Houston is still hibiscus city.
Yeah, I'm going to plant more in my yard.
I didn't have any and I'm going to plant some in my yard.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's true for most of these other tropicals. I mean, I'm just, you know, trying to think of a few tropicals offhand, but I'm having a hard time. Like fire spike and...
A lot of them... Yeah, some are more cold hardy than others, but hibiscus are, you know, one of the more sensitive ones.
Right.
You know, there's bougainvilleas, lots of bougainvilleas around. Those are a little bit more cold hardy. I can see some of those coming back from the root.
Yeah, depending on if they're near a house on the south side.
Yeah, generally those are going to be up against something because they're a sprawling bush or a vine. So they're going to be protected by something probably. So I would have a little more faith in those.
You got the tractor seed plant.
The Ligularia. Right.
Those probably all froze back. If they were well mulched, they'll come back.
I think those will probably come back.
Trying to think of other things like that. Cast iron plant, ferns. A lot of these will just singe back and come back.
Yeah, foxtail ferns. There's lots of those around.
Yeah.
They look bad now. They should come back.
Yeah, if they look pretty toasted, that leaf is not going to get green again. That frond, the foxtail. Is not going to come back.
Yeah, those need to be trimmed down to the ground, and they'll come back. It's going to take a little bit, but, you know, it all depends on your patience level. You know, some people will not want to wait for them and replace them. Yeah. Others, will let them grow back, and it's going to be, you know, months before some things look normal.
Yeah, but, you know, one thing you can do is annual color.
Yep, you can fill in, you know, a little bit of seasonal color around those areas and brighten it up until those plants fill back into their original size.
I think that's a thing we're going to do in a lot of spots, especially where we had a big patches of lantana. Just kind of take all it down to the ground and put some seasonal color in there and have it be pretty for 3 months, and then that lantana will start coming back.
Yep.
So, okay, we're going to go back. So, yeah, a lot of this stuff, trust the root system. If you want to take action, don't dig something up. Don't plant a big new plant there. Maybe wait a little bit, get some seasonal color in where those tropicals are, and there's a good chance they come back, especially if you mulch the area beforehand or watered thoroughly. I mean, there's a lot of hope that you took some steps that were really good. We're going to come back and talk about palms and cycads, so we'll do that when we come back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. That number to get a hold of us for your question, 281-497. Wow, just really bad at saying the number. I almost said 497. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, micro-life fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood, online at friendswood-hardware.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. How are you doing? We just experienced a nasty stretch of cold weather with temperatures not seen since the 1930s and snow sticking to the ground. Next week, we'll be back to a normal, typical Gulf Coast winter. What has happened to our plants? Time will tell. We do know that the ground did not freeze, and therefore the roots of all our plants were protected. So we may lose the tops of many of our plants, but life will regenerate. And speaking of life regenerating, weirdly enough, Nelson's, our shop, never lost power, and so all our plants are in really good shape. We will be open this Saturday after we do some pipe repair in our sales yard. And speaking of pipe repair and fountains, I would suggest you don't turn your fountain on until next week when the temperatures warm up. Stop by our store if you need anything for your garden this Saturday. And in the meantime, we hope you're okay and your life gets back to normal as quickly as possible. Now back to Joey and Danny.
Thank you, Anita. Messages of hope. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Joey Lindeman here. We're just talking about some of the different plants you maybe are dealing with. We're trying to step into how to recover them. Basically, our big focus is soil health, compost, good amendments like MicroLife, good stuff like that, Dakota Rev. And so, but we're going to explore palms a little bit, or Joey Linderman is going to explore palms some. So palms, what should I do with my palms?
You know, the palms, taller palms, the top of the palm was way up there in the air,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Where there's no ground heat, no protection from the wind, the cold, snow, you know, just, and those fronds, they just catch all that snow and ice, and then it freezes, and as it melts, it runs into, you know, into the Jeez. Petioles or the branches.
Yikes.
It's not good. So there are some palms that are more cold hardy than others, you know, starting with some of the most sensitive, you know, the pygmy date palm, the Phoenix Robellini. Mm. Those, if they were outside, they probably didn't have any chance.
Mm. Wow.
So those are probably gone. Queen palms, there's lots of queen palms in Houston. You know, a few years ago, whenever that was, when it got, I know it got 17 at our place. You said it got 21. You know, we lost some queen palms
right,
then.
Right, right. A lot warmer. Yeah.
Quite a few of them, yeah, at, you know, 10 degrees, 8 degrees warmer than what we had the other night.
Jeez.
So those need to, there's some things you can do to, you know, hopefully keep those from dying. You know, once it warms up just a little bit more, you know, give it another week or so. You can trim the old fronds off, the ones that are totally brown, and especially if they're flopping over. If they're hanging down, I would cut them off.
Okay.
If they're still sticking upright, I would not cut them off. I would leave those.
Okay.
And I would spray them with copper fungicide. Copper fungicide will prevent the crown, which is where the new growth comes out, from rotting.
Gotcha. So you can avoid rot that way.
Yeah.
A arborist friend, Brett Phillips from ArborTrue, reached out and was like, hey, just so you know, a lot of these what a lot of these cycads and palms do is that top froze, the funnel of danger froze and kind of dehydrated, and it'll make this really tight, almost like saran wrap protection. And if that doesn't get cut open, the tree will die. And he mentioned a lot of the trees that died from that lighter freeze a few years back died from that, and not just from the cold. So I would say if you have a big queen palm that you like, and you need to call an arborist, like call ArborTrue, because that is a tough thing that you don't want to deal with. But, you know, you're talking about maybe a tree that's worth $5,000-$6,000 that, you know, just not doing anything may be what kills it instead of the actual cold. So something to keep in mind with palms. But that's going to be true even for like the cycads, like the sago palm is another one that same thing with the crown. Same thing with the fronds hanging down.
Right.
Yep. So,
and then on the other hand, there are some palms out there that probably, you know, didn't have much of a problem at all. You know, Pendo palms, Mediterranean fan palms, windmill palms, those are all really, really cold hardy palms.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. That's great that some palms will not be dead. So
that is great.
Yeah, I think about like Meyerland Plaza has all these like four-story palms. And it's like, how in the world? Like, those all got to be dead. Those all got to be gone. Anyway, I'm trying to stay positive from here on out. Focus on what maybe made it. Maybe try to give you some plants to consider, either very resilient plants or plants that are hardy to this thing. maybe even some cool plants that we like. I'm thinking of like prostrate yew, stuff like that. That's pretty cool. So anyway, we're going to do that. Joey Linderman is here from the Enchanted Group, Enchanted Family. He's out at Enchanted Gardens. And yeah, we're just dishing out gardening information. 281-496-5711 here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees. Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens, now offering native plants. Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
And we're back! Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. We've been talking a lot on this show on how to recover your soil, how to recover your space. If you want to get those plants back, you got to make sure your soil is healthy. And MicroLife will do that. You can still have a bountiful spring season. It is literally possible for you to turn this around, make it great, and you want to prepare now. So you want to, one of the things you do, cut everything back before you put down some new mulch, put down some MicroLife. That 624 is great multi-use one. And also you could spray the MicroLife humic acid everywhere too. It would help out a ton. The Humates Plus is great for your lawns or your gardens, anywhere you're putting anything down. And, you know, this is this high stress, kind of compaction sort of event is what this really is. And that's where the Humates Plus comes in on the lawn. It is also where re-inoculating with something like the MicroLife brown patch would be a pretty good move, because you can get that soil health up a little bit quicker. So a couple great things about MicroLife. It's organic. It's already got a ton of minerals that your plant needs already in there, and billions of the beneficial microbes that actually like make the soil activity happen, make plants healthier, faster. MicroLife fertilizers are completely safe for your kids, your pets, plants. Their slogan kind of says it all here on their viewpoint. It's healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. That's our goal going forward. I know that a lot of places, a lot of yards that use MicroLife are more resilient, seeing better health, faster recovery. All the Garden Pro location co-op places have them. Our advertisers like Southwest Fertilizer and Friendswood Hardware have them. For more details, visit microlifefertilizer.com. Good stuff. 281-496-5711 is our number. We want to hear from you, and we're going to talk to Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Danny. I have a camellia that I planted in my flower bed in the backyard, which gets full sun all the time. And so I put mulch around the root ball, and then I covered it with a plastic trash can. So right now I took it off, the trash can off yesterday, and the leaves are green, but they have like a little bit of like a black soot on them. Is that harmful, or does that mean like the plant's on its way to dying or something, or what does that mean?
Hard to tell by that description. It could have been, you know, covering it with a trash can, you know, that probably helped. It could have discolored the leaves a little bit. I looked at some of the camellias that we had covered, and I didn't notice anything like that, but it could be a little bit of cold damage. I bet they'll come back. They're pretty cold hardy. You know, I did notice that any buds or blooms that were on the camellias, those got
nipped pretty good.
Yeah, those aren't gonna open up and develop.
Yeah, my blooms, they were all nice and pink and white maybe last week, but then this week now they're all cafe au lait looking, you know. So
hey, when I think of soot, I think it's like a powder that I can wipe off, or like a kind of a paste. Is that what you're looking at, or is it just kind of has a blackness to it?
Yeah, little black specks and everything, and a little.
Yeah, you know, I think that's just a little bit of freeze damage. I mean, if the leaves are normal shaped and green, you know, just get that off. It is important, and I hope everybody hears this, to like pull back the mulch from the roots. You know, we do not want to leave that volcano in place. We want to pull that back and not have it there anymore. So, but you know, the best thing we can do is wait. You know, if the leaves didn't totally die, it's a really good chance that the stems didn't get damaged. And that's really what we're worried about, stems and trunks and roots. And so, yeah, I you know, you're welcome to send a picture in, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's the Ask a Pro button, and I can take a look at it there. But yeah, I would feel pretty positive about it.
But do I leave the mulch around the root ball until maybe another month or something like that?
No, pull it back today.
Oh, today, okay.
Yep, everybody out there, if you piled up mulch over your plants, you got to unpile it. We do not want to leave that kind of warm, sloppy mess there. We want to get that right. I mean, we want to like,
yeah, you don't want more than, you know, 2 inches of mulch on top of the, you know, top layer of roots of your plants. Otherwise, it'll kind of suffocate them.
Yeah, we want 0 inches of mulch next to our trunks of our plants.
Right.
So that's true even for like my Pride of Barbados and the other plants
yep.
that I have, right?
Yep. Yeah, take a look at the forecast. I mean, as long as we're not seeing freeze, and if we are, frankly, all these plants are hardened. And so they could probably do 32, 31 pretty easily now. But I think the lowest I saw was 37, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. And listen, I've got some like the Dakota Red or something like that.
Yeah, the Rev. Yeah,
Rev.
Dakota Rev. Rev.
Okay, now when do I put that on?
Put it on today. Real easy to apply. I'd use your watering can for it and do a little heavy thing after you kind of pull that mulch back from your plants you protected, soak it in with the Dakota Rev.
Oh, put it on around the root ball of the plants.
Yes, yeah. Right now, we're kind of saying leaves are probably a lost cause on anything. Now, there are going to be exceptions, like the camellia, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's not. We're not worried about foliar spraying right now. We're worried about protecting roots and getting soil activated.
Yeah, so just put it up on there to do some good, I guess.
Absolutely. It will yeah. do. Yeah, absolutely.
And do I put that on my lawn as well?
Sure.
Okay.
I would do a little more heavier dilution lighter dilution for the lawn just because, you know, yeah. lawns can run out of liquid pretty quick.
Sure. Okay. In case my Esperanza doesn't make it in the backyard there, which gets full sun all the time, if I dig it out, if it completely dies and doesn't come back, can I replace that with a Eastern Redbud? Would that be, it's going to be getting full sun all summer long. Is that not good?
The perfect spot for a redbud is going to be, you know, morning sun, afternoon shade. They would take full sun for most of the year, but when we get into July and August, they are not going to be happy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and remember, a Eastern redbud is going to get a whole lot bigger than an Esperanza would.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a pretty good chance the Esperanza's alive in the root area, but I think the top is probably pretty toast. But again, we can't really diagnose this stuff for at least a week.
Okay.
And so, but you can start in a week, you can start scratch testing, you can start taking some limbs back. I mean, pretty safe to assume that a lot of those smaller limbs are toast.
Okay. Now, my Alamanda brown bud, that thing, leaves are brown now right now. So should I just let that thing sit until maybe April and then trim it back to the ground?
You can trim it back a little bit now, just, you know, to make it to where it's not sticking out like a sore thumb. But yeah, if it's going to come back, yeah, it's going to come back late, like April, like you said. But I would trim it back some just so it's not sticking up, you know, saying, hey, look how ugly I am.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your help. I sure do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks
thank
for calling.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, bye-bye.
Popped in via message on Facebook. Lisa is asking, she has a bunch of viburnums. So the leaves look bad. What's your thought on viburnums?
Yeah, there's some viburnums in our neighborhood, and I noticed they are very brown.
Yeah, it's almost like dark gray. It's a weird color.
Yeah. They should come back, but again, that's one of those that I mentioned earlier that, you know, if you see some of the stems that are split or cracked from the freeze, then they can give you problems down the road. Mm. I've not noticed that in any that I saw. But it's possible, you know, depending on what area you're in. So those are probably going to lose their leaves, you know, here in the next couple of weeks, or still slowly start dropping them.
Right.
And then, you know, put new ones on shortly after that. You may need to, you know, in the next few weeks, if the tips probably are going to have frozen back a little bit. So you'll probably have to give them a little haircut and get rid of those dead tips.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I mean, I think they will come back. It will probably not be exactly the same height.
Right. You'll
probably need to be a little bit shorter than they were. But if they can be shorter and you can kind of prune them at the right time in maybe about a week or week and a half, once you can identify some green growth, you can still get a full coverage. You can still get that nice shrub that you had. I mean, I've seen homes where there's like loads of these. It's like long, and I love them. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
But they're an interesting shrub because they have a semi-dormancy. And so that's something to remember. It's like these are plants that kind of are bred to handle this, and maybe they don't do it in a landscaping setting, but they do it in a little more wild setting. But we can sort of mimic nature by cutting some stuff back. So I got hope for your viburnums, Lisa, and I'll text you that also. So Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. One more segment with Joey, and we're going to talk about Enchanted's plans upcoming. So especially the milkweed milkweed mania.
Movement.
Really cool thing that they got going on. We'll be right back. Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, we're back. Southwest Fertilizer is an awesome spot. We heard from Bob earlier in the show, and they are there to help you with your problems. Slow-growing lawns are going to be a thing, but they've got some solutions to kind of speed that up a little bit. They got the AgriLawn to help with the weeds and other weed solutions. So, you know, they love it when you bring a picture in, problems in. You know, bring in some of your plant samples that you think might have frozen. They will help you solve it. So they are all about solving problems with personal service that you maybe thought was extinct. They have a ton of organic and synthetic solutions. They have a ton of soils, mulches, and fertilizers. They got Landscaper's Pride. They got the great Nature's Way resources we've got. Tons of great tools, wild bird feeders. The birds are going to be coming through soon to get those feeders out. There's not going to be fewer, maybe wild seeds for them to eat because of this. So that's a great move there. I get my pet food there, dog food, good stuff there. But also, you want to get your mower service. You got about another week or so. But the best part is their incredible staff. Love answering gardening questions, and if they don't have what you're looking for, they'll help you find it. So they've been solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. It's a really great place, really great folks. Bob is awesome. Southwest Fertilizer. So right there at the corner of Bissonnette and Renwick Street. Check out their website, southwestfertilizer.com. All right, Joey, what's the recovery plan at the nurseries?
It's been going on for a couple of days. You know, we've been doing what we could. And we saved, you know, all the tender stuff for this morning.
That is awesome.
You know, moving tomatoes and pepper plants out and, you know, the seasonal color. And, you know, even though petunias and things like that are cold hardy, fairly cold hardy.
Sure.
You know, if they go through a freeze, the blooms are going to get ugly and you're not going to want to buy them. So we had to keep them.
So I am going to want to buy them is what you're saying.
You are.
When I see them.
Yeah, you are especially going to want to buy them.
Gosh, such a sucker for those beautiful petunias. Sucker. Those big, beautiful flowers. Anyway, okay, so you guys worked your tails off to protect stuff.
Yes.
And now you're going to work your tails off to get it out.
That's right.
Gotcha. But man, y'all got so much greenhouse space that I'm sure you're fully stocked. And
we are lucky. Yeah, you know, are very lucky to have kept everything alive. And everything's beautiful and, you know, probably coming out on the tables right now. So give us a few hours and come out and see us this weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It'll be worth the trip, and you can start, you know, dreaming ahead. And I would just give you that encouragement again. Everybody pretty much in this agricultural horticulture field took a pretty good hit. And so stay flexible, support organizations. I mean, a lot of the urban farms really are lost some crops, especially if it was lettuce or something like that. It's just gone. And so, you know, keep that in mind. Buy as much local stuff as you can. Be as flexible as you can to kind of make that happen. So, Joey, great job. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And everybody get on over to Enchanted Gardens if you're down in that area or over in that area. It's west more than south. Good stuff. All right. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.